Guys, just guess what day I'm recording this episode. Just guess and let me know what day you think I'm recording this episode, to be honest, guys. Because I'm always recording, at most times, I'm always recording late. I don't get why. I always keep on postponing and postponing that I'll record today. No, I record tomorrow. No, the day after tomorrow. I keep on postponing it. Then when I feel like, oh, the day for me to upload the video, upload the episode is coming close, I'm like, let me record. I'm not start complaining about how editing is taking a lot of time and I'm so stressed, this, that. And guys, editing actually takes a lot of work. People have been doing this for years, they're trying. I have to clap for you guys, because people that record videos, edit audios, they are doing a lot, they are trying, to be honest, guys. Because guys, when I first started YouTube around a year ago, I watched a lot of YouTube videos, how to grow your YouTube channel, stuff like that, because I was a beginner, so I need to like watch videos, know a lot of things about how to grow my channel. And people are talking about how editing took a lot of time for them, it takes like days. And to be honest, I couldn't relate to them, because I will record a video. Let's say today is Wednesday. I record a video on Wednesday. And now Wednesday, I'm done editing. So I didn't really like go through that stress of, oh, editing takes a lot of time and stuff. But now I came back, I'm back to YouTube after a year. I'm feeling the heat. I can feel it in my body that yes, it's taking time. Like taking time to edit, it can take like 2 days for me to edit, and to upload a video takes. Now I figured like a way. I checked a way on how to record my videos. But before, when I've not found an easier way to upload my videos before, a day I've not uploaded that video. It takes me like a day or 2 days to upload a video. Uploading videos on YouTube takes a while, to be honest, guys. And like, people who do that, they're trying, to be honest. They're really trying, because it's not small work at all. It's not small work. And so I feel like I would just call that the side C, to be honest. What do you guys think? I think I'll call that the side C. And also, guys, do you know we have a website? If you do, have you checked the website? Have you checked it out? If you have not, why haven't you? Please, why haven't you? And if you don't know, we have a website. Now you know, we have a website. And such a beautiful, gorgeous website, to be honest. And I'm so glad, I'm proud of the way the website looks. I'm so in love with that website, to be honest, guys. Like, check the link in our Instagram bio, the 2515 podcast. Click on it. The first thing you'll see is the 2515 website, to be honest. Click on it and let us know your thoughts about it. And please subscribe to our newsletter. If you just send your email, your summaries, would be sending you beautiful, lovely updates about the 2515 podcast. And we promise you that your email isn't going to be disclosed. It's not going to be disclosed at all. 100% sealed. 100% private. Please just subscribe to our newsletter, guys, to receive updates about the 2515 podcast. Yeah. So guys, you've seen the topic, girl code. Does girl code actually exist? Does it still exist? To me, girl code exists, and I abide by the girl code, to be honest. Do you think girl code is just a trend? And people are just doing it for fun? Or people are just doing it, let me just follow them, like mob mentality. People are doing, just mentioning girl code. Let me just do girl code, let me just act. Pretend as if I'm for the girl code, but deep down, I don't give two shits, two fucks about that girl code, to be honest. Girl code isn't a trend. People aren't just doing girl code, mentioning girl code, because, oh, they want people on social media to feel, to like them, or to see them as a good person, or people with good values. No, you shouldn't be pretending for all this stuff like that. Girl code is an unspoken rule. No one has to tell you don't do this before you don't do it. And sometimes some girl codes are spoken rules. Your friends can tell you, or your friend can tell you don't do this. Like when it comes to friendship relationships, a friend can tell, oh, don't do this when it comes to this girl stuff, when it comes to our friendship, don't do it, when it comes to my relationship, don't do it. And girl code isn't all about relationships. I'm going to get back to that. Isn't all about relationships at all. It isn't about relationships. I'm going to go straight to the girl code 101. So I'll explain what I mean by it's not about relationships. Because a lot of people know, oh, to not date your friend's ex. That's, I'll say, my girl code 101. Do not date your friend's ex. Why are you dating your friend's ex? I feel like dating your friend's ex is just... Is this sus or sus? Guys, I feel like some words just used to fuck me up, to be honest. Come, just start asking that, is this correct or is this not correct? Well, we learn every day, actually. Is this sus or sus? It sounds sus. Whatever. You guys know what I'm talking about. S-U-S, yeah. So that's just very sneaky, to be honest. Because dating your friend's ex is just telling your friend that, oh, it just makes it look as if you had a crush on that guy when your friend and the guy were dating, to be honest. Because I don't get why you're dating your friend's ex. I said, before you date your friend's ex, you have to let your friend know about your crush on the guy. And about you and the guy have been talking, and it seems like the guy likes you back, and he feels like you want to date the guy, or you ask for your friend's like opinion about it, to be honest. And maybe the guy has asked you out, and like, oh, hold on, I need to ask my friend. Yes, tell the guy to hold on, I need to ask my friend about it. And you ask your friend for her opinion, and if your friend says yes, you go on. I feel like you want to date your friend's ex, ask for your friend's opinion, and she says yes, you can date the guy, I do not care. Fine. But if your friend says no, I feel you shouldn't date the guy, to be honest. Because at that moment, you have to choose between the guy and your friend. And you know how guys say bros before hoes? Yeah, for girls. I don't know if there is any like thing like for girl stuff, like bros before hoes for the girl stuff. But I would just say sis before men, girlfriends before men. Yeah, girlfriends before men. That's what I would say. Girlfriends before men. Stick with that. If your friend says no, don't date my ex, you can't date the guy, then don't date the guy. At that moment, is your crush, your feeling for the guy more important than your friendship with the girl? That's the question. Because at that moment, you have to start thinking, I have to choose the guy, I have to choose my friend. And if you now choose the guy over your friend is going to feel very hurt, to be honest. And let me use this as an example. Assume your friend and the guy ended the relationship terribly, something went wrong in the relationship, and it just went terribly wrong, and you just had to end it. And you're not dating the guy, or you have a crush on the guy. Not even dating the guy, so you have a crush on the guy, and you're planning on dating the guy. Don't you think your friend is going to feel somehow that you know what went wrong in this relationship? Assuming you know what went wrong in that relationship, you know what went wrong in this relationship, and you still want to date that guy. That's just wrong, to be honest, guys. It's just wrong. Like, don't date your friend's ex. Like, why are you dating your friend's ex? Personally, I won't date my friend's ex. I can't even think of liking my friend's ex. I can't think of liking my friend's ex, to be honest. Because I can't even say, even if I can't see myself having a crush on the guy, to be honest. I cannot. And the thing is that my mind is never going to go to dating the guy or anything. I cannot at all. I cannot. That's one thing I know I can't do, to be honest. Just me, I can't do it. So when I was saying that, girl code isn't just all about relationship. I'm talking about this relationship as for your friend's relationship and stuff like that, or even your own relationship too. Yeah, is that what I'm trying to say? That it's not about, oh, don't date your friend's ex. Don't do this with your friend's relationship. It's more than that. It even comes to your personal relationship with your friend, to be honest. And slut-shame your friends. Do not slut-shame your friends. Girl code 102, do not slut-shame your friends. Why are you slut-shaming your friend? Slut-shaming your friend is just you being a bad friend. You being a terrible person. Not even a friend at that moment. You're being a terrible person. And you're not that person's friend, to be honest. And I do not get why you be friends with someone that is slut-shaming you. Understand that you guys would have had a lot of enjoyment together. You guys would have enjoyed each other, and you would love that friendship. But for me, I can't be friends with someone that is slut shaming me. That's so wrong. I don't agree with slut shame on a normal basis, even for someone I do not know. I don't think for someone you do not know, I don't think you should be slut shaming the person talkless of someone you know, someone you call your friend, or someone that calls you their friend, and you're slushing the person, like, that's just the end of the friendship for me. I will cut you off. Because why are you slushing me? And people do that out of spite, to be honest. I do not know. I won't even want to say jealousy at this moment, but let's use jealousy as an example. It could be jealousy that probably they're jealous of you and just start slushing you or something. For example, some friends want your boyfriend and all of that. Some friends want your boyfriend and who knows, they go to the extent of slushing you or something. I do not know. I don't know if that is even correct. But yes, like, why even slushing your friends? Like, that is totally wrong. Slushing people in general is 100% wrong. And I'm like, do you think you're a good person if you're slushing your friends? You call your friend a slut, you're using degrading words on them for what? Why? That person isn't your friend though. You're not the person's friend actually. And that person is not your friend. You're not the person's friend. That person is not your friend actually. Because how you even be, if you're still shaming me, that's just the end of the friendship. Friendship to parry. Because I do not know you at that moment. Like, I do not know you at that moment. Irrespective of what we've done in our friendship, the form we've had, all the things we've done together, I really enjoyed. I've just ended our friendship because I can't be friends with someone that slushes me. Why are you slushing me? I'm like, that means you don't have the same belief, to be honest. Because I will not slush someone. So if you're slushing me, that means that you can slush anyone. I cannot even be friends with someone that slushes someone. I cannot be. That's just the height of it. Like, why? I don't know. There must be a reason you're slushing me. There shouldn't even be any reason for you to even slush someone, to be honest. Because I'm even trying to think of what will make you to slush your friends. What will make you to slush someone? I don't even come to your friends. Since we're talking about friends right now, what will make you to slush your friends? And I mentioned jealousy. And I'm like, who knows though? Maybe there's something that jealous of. I do not know, to be honest. I actually don't even get why you will slush your friends. So I don't know at all. If you know why people will slush their friends, let me know, to be honest. Let me know. Let's speak about it. Let's discuss. And if you, girl code 103, if you know your friend's boyfriend is cheating on her, let her know. Tell her, sis. Don't keep quiet about it. I'm like, don't keep quiet. Right? I know that sometimes we want to mind our business, but this is not the period. This is not the time. That's not the situation to mind your business. To mind your business, actually. You need to tell your friend. Just don't keep quiet about it. And if the guy is telling you, don't tell your friend, don't tell her. Fuck you. To be honest, at that moment, I don't care about that guy. I'm going to tell my friend because you're cheating on my friend and I should keep quiet about it. No. It's even going to even be worse. And my friend finds out that I knew about it, but I kept quiet. That's going to be 100% worse. 100% worse, to be honest. Because I knew about it, but I'm keeping quiet about it. It's going to hurt her feelings, to be honest. Like, if you know your friend's boyfriend is cheating on her, go and tell the girl that this is what is happening. Is even I saw this, I saw that. And if the guy saw you, and you tell her, the guy saw me and told me not to tell you, but fuck that guy at that moment. I'm telling you this. And then the girl will know what to do about the relationship, to be honest. But keeping quiet about it isn't it at all. It's not it. That's a no-no. And moving to your friend, to girl code 103. Let's say 103. 104. I'm not even keeping count of the numbers, to be honest. Girl code 104. Don't move to your friend's man. Don't move to your friend's man. Your friend is in a relationship, but you're making moves on the guy. Why are you doing that? If you're desperate for a relationship, go and look for someone that is single. Why are you moving to your friend's man? Like, that's a very disgusting behavior, to be honest. That's a very, very disgusting behavior, to be honest. Like, why are you moving to your friend's man? And like, if you're that desperate for a relationship, then look for someone that is single. And people that are moving to your friend's man are those that are waiting for you two guys to break up and they will jump on that relationship. And they will jump on that guy, I mean. And people that are moving to your friends are those that can, yes, those that will date your friend's ex. Those people are those that can date their friend's ex, and they won't even care about it, to be honest. Like, they won't care about dating your friends. They don't even care about their friend's feelings at that moment. Their friends won't say, no, don't date this person. Like, I don't care about what you're saying right now. Right now, I want the guy. Even if the guy is everything you want in a man, don't move. Your friend is in a relationship, or your friend is dating that person, and you're moving to, and you're making advances to the guy. Why? You don't respect your friend at all, to be honest. You don't respect your friend, because why are you doing that? I can't even do that, because you're in a relationship with someone. I should be happy for you. And I'm trying to get you, I'm making advances to the guy. I'm like I said, if you're desperate for a relationship, look for someone that is single and go and do whatever you want to do with the guy, because this just, that's a very, very disgusting behavior. That's very wrong, to be honest. Totally wrong. Why are you moving up to your friend's man? That's wrong. If you don't think something is wrong with that, then something is wrong, to be honest with you. Because, hey, even thinking about this, I'm like, why? Kilo day for what? There are many fishes in the sea, you know that, right? Your friend's boyfriend isn't the only man in this world. So, like I said, there are many fishes. There are many fish in the sea, not fishes, I mean. There are many fish in the sea, not fishes. Chineke. There are many fish in the sea, actually. That's called. There are many fish in the sea. So, why are you moving to your friend's man? Like, that's not the only guy in the world, the only guy in the country you live in. So, why? Kilo de? Tell me why. Hey. Girl code 105. Have your friends back. Do not have your friends back. Girl code 105. Have your friends back. If you are in a public setting, it may not even be public, it may not even be people are together and they are talking about your friend. And they are maybe saying some stuff about your friend that aren't nice, insulting your friend, making fun of your friend, and you're there. Stand up for your friend. Don't sit there and just be listening to them or just be laughing with them. So that is terrible. You're meant to defend your friend. Stand up for your friend and leave that place and go and tell your friend what they are saying. That's how you're supposed to be. People that do that, that you, someone calls you their friend, and you are, when people are insulting the person, people are laughing at your friend, you two are there shining your teeth. Yes, they'll say your friend is a fool, you two will be laughing. She's such a big fool. What a friend you are. What a real friend you are, to be honest, because that's not nice. Have your friends back, even if you know that what your, even if they're saying something about what your friend did or what your friend said, even if you know that, oh, your friend is wrong. You still defend your friend in public. Still defend your friend. I'm going to tell your friend. This is what people said, though. I agree with them, but you know, I can't be arguing with them in public like that. I have to defend you. Defend them in public and in private. You tell your friend that, oh, this is what they said about you. I agree, but guy, this is what I think you should do about it and everything. That's the thing. You cannot be sitting. People making fun of your friend, so you need to be laughing, shining your teeth. Why are you doing that? Let me introduce you guys what happened when I was in secondary school. So I went to 2 secondary schools. So the second secondary school, when I resumed, some girls asked me what I can do. A girl asked me, actually, we were like 2 girls or more than 2. I remember 2 people. I can remember 2 people in the room, but I think they were more than 2. I think they were 3. I can't remember. I remember 2 people. I can still remember their names very well. So 2 girls were in the room. I'll give one A, I'll give on B. So A asked me if I can do anything, if I can dance, if I can sing. I said I can't do any of that, but I can twerk. No, like during summer period when I was at home, I've been practicing how to twerk. I've been twerking, learning, and something was shaking. I could feel something shaking. I'm like, yes, girl, Gloria can twerk. Your girl now can twerk. And that was in SS2. And then I said, I can twerk. And they're like, oh, you can twerk for us. And I was struck, and they're like, yes, girl, you're doing it. Okay, keep it to them, keep it to them. And so, yeah, sometimes the people ask me to twerk and everything. I mean, so I've been twerking. But I did not know that why they're ailing me. They're just ailing me for fun. They're just like saying, yes, girl. But deep down, but because I could not see them. So, but at the back, behind me, they're all making fun of me. And I'm like, if you know that someone isn't doing something properly, you will tell the person. That's why we might not even be guys, but you'll be like, you will tell the person now. Like, now, if my friend is dancing, and I'm like, you're not even dancing properly, and that's not the way they do it now. It's like you do it as well. It's not like you're not start making fun of the person at the end, not laughing at the person. I didn't even know about it. I didn't even know they were making fun of me at all. I don't know who told me. I don't think anyone told me, but I just know. I don't know if someone told me. I can't remember. But I remember that I was just sitting in the corridor and the chair. I was just thinking. It hurts me so bad, to be honest. Because one person that was my friend, I consider my friend. Yeah, B. The B person that was in the room when I resumed the second school was part of the people making fun of me. And I'm like, and you're seriously my friend and you're doing this. I'm like, yeah, seriously, you call yourself my friend and you were doing this. You're part of these people doing this. It hurts me, to be honest. I was like, even though I can't do it, you tell me I can't do it. I don't think I'll be angry over that. Like, it's just working. It's not something, not a big deal. If you tell me you can't do it, you can't do it. I won't be angry over that, to be honest. If you think I was going to be angry over that, that's even a weird thing. Like, and you're my friend and you're making fun of me with other people. That's not even a friend, to be honest, guys. And thinking about it, if it was now, like this 2021, that someone did that to me, like my friend did that to me, we cannot be friends. The friendship has ended. That period, I was angry and everything, I was sad, but I didn't cut the friendship off, to be honest, did I? I don't think I did. But now, I'm like, there's some things I'm like, some things I know that people would have done in the past to me, and like right now, and like I'm just like, let it go. But right now, if you did it to me, the friendship is over. I don't know you at that moment. I cut you off, I delete our messages, I delete your number, I block you. I do not know who the fuck you are. That's the way it's going to be. Like, that's a very terrible thing to do, to be honest. Making fun of your friend behind their back, that's terrible. Even with your other friends, stuff too, that's terrible too. Your other friends, so that's terrible. Don't do that. Why are you doing that? That's not a nice thing to do. That's very terrible. And the last one. Do not spill your friend's tea. Do not spill your friend's tea. I don't know what... You know, I've been saying girl code 101, girl code 102. Give me a second. Let me count. Girl code 106. Do not spill your friend's tea. That's your friend's secret. Your friend told you something. Keep it to yourself. Don't go and start telling other people what your friend told you. Why? Why? Your friend's secret, though. Even if you think it's not even a big deal, at least not tell your friend. Don't go and tell other people. Even if your friend didn't tell you that, please don't tell other people. Please, no one has to tell you that. Don't tell other people for you to keep your mouth shut. Like, why are you spilling your friend's tea? Why are you spilling your friend's secret to other people? Like, why? And let me tell you, the thing is that even if you're spilling your secrets to your friend group, some of you guys have a friend group now, and your friend told you, doesn't mean you should go and tell the other people in the group that this is what this person said, or this is what this person did, or don't still do that. Don't know, maybe your friend just wanted you to know alone. Your friend didn't want the other people in the group to know, and you went to go and spill to the other people, and your friend will now come and hear that you told so and so, and she'll be like, but I did not want so and so to know about it. Keep your mouth shut. Why are you spilling your friend's sip tea? And the thing, well, the worst thing is when you people are fighting, you people have an argument, you guys fought, you now start spilling your secret. This is what you did, I know this person that did this. That's the bad thing to do. You need to be careful of people like that, though. You need to be careful of people like that, to be honest, because that's a very terrible thing to do. When you guys are fighting, you're spilling their secrets. That's terrible. That's something you need to know, that you cannot tell that person that kind of anything. You cannot share secrets with that person. If you want to tell the person anything, it has to be something that you know that if people know about it, you'll know that, oh, it's not a big deal. Something you don't categorize a big deal, that you know people know about it, like, it's not a big deal to me, I don't care if people know about it. That's the thing you can tell the person. That's the thing you can tell the person. You don't even tell any person anything at all. Just keep your mouth shut to that person, because you need to be wary of that person. Because that kind of person will just tell your secret anytime to anyone. That's a very terrible thing to do. Why are you spilling your friend's tea? Like, your friend tells you something, keep your mouth shut. Keep your mouth shut, to be honest. Because no way, if my friend tells me something, I'm keeping my mouth shut about it. I can't even forget about what you told myself, because I'm not telling other people about it. I'm not going to be telling people, oh, this is what this person said, though. You're using your friend's secret as gist. As a friend's secret, just it can even be your friend's secret. Your friend may have even done something, and you still want to go and tell your people that it's not something you've done. At least not a secret. Some people are terrible, though. To be honest, the things they do, the things they say, you be like, and you're calling yourself this person's friend, and you're doing this. To be honest, there are some signs, some red flags in some friendships you just need to be careful about. To be honest, like, just shine your eyes. To be honest. Open your eyes, baby. Let your eyes be wide and see all these things. To be honest, guys, like, don't like just ignore it based on the fact that, oh, we're already close friends. We've known each other since we're children. So we've had a lot. We've traveled to the world together. Forget about those things. Fuck that things at that moment, because if anything, you know, you cannot accept in friendships. Do not accept it, to be honest, just because, oh, we've had fun. Yes, but at that moment, is it worth all this stuff? It's not worth it, to be honest, guys. Like, girl code is something very, like, I think it's important. And it's something we girls should live by, to be honest. I don't get why most girls don't live by it, but most guys do live by it. Guys do abide by it. And I'm like, what's wrong with girls not abiding by it? Like, but anyway, that's the end of this episode, to be honest, guys. Like, that's literally the end of this episode. I really hope you guys understood some things I've said. If you have any other girl codes you need to add, let me know. Let's just about it. Send us a voice message. Send us a DM. Let us know your thoughts about this comment, about this episode, I mean. I really hope you guys got lit. I haven't forgotten about this getting lit. Hope you guys got lit, and also what I said. I really hope you enjoyed this episode in general, to be honest, guys. And the 2515 playlist is, drum roll, 2515 playlist for this week is Burning Bridges by Bea Miller, Bea Miller. I don't know if that's the correct pronunciation, but I'm so sorry if I pronounced it the wrong way, but Bea Miller, Bea Miller, Burning Bridges. Oh my goodness, that song is beautiful. It has been on repeat. It's beautiful, and I love the way she screamed in that song. I just thought about the way she screamed, and it's made it perfect, to be honest. I love it. I love it so, so much. And it's from her album that came out in 2018. 2018. Let me check. The title of the album is it Aurora? A-U-R-O-R-A. Yeah. But the song is so nice. Yes. A-U-R-O-R-A. That's the title of the album. Like, check it out. Aurora. Anyway, guys, that's the end of this episode. I really hope you guys loved it. I'll see you guys next time, next week, on the 2515 podcast. I understand what you're saying, but at the same time, I don't agree with getting into a conclusion when you see the way a person dress. I'm not that type of person that just like assume that, oh, this person is dressed like this, or this person is a slut, this person is this. I'm not that type of person. I'm not judgmental at all. Like, being judgmental, I don't think people should be judgmental at all. I feel like being judgmental isn't cute at all. You can have your opinion. Excuse me. You can have your opinions, but at the same time, being judgmental isn't it at all. So I'm not that kind of person that, oh, I'll see someone dressed like this. Oh, your breast is showing, some part of your body, is showing. And I'm just like, oh, this person is a slut. See the way the person is dressed. I'm like, it's not my business. Like, however the person wants to dress, that's the way the person will dress, to be honest. Because I can't really, like,
If I don't know the person, I don't have a say in what you're wearing, to be honest. I don't have a say. Even if I know yourself, I can give my idea that, oh, maybe you can wear this. But at the same time, it's your decision, it's your choice, it's your body, and it's your clothes, actually. If you know that, oh, this is what I want to wear, then wear it, to be honest. I understand what you're saying. What I'm trying to say is that when it comes to dressing in sexual liberation, people are not talking about the dressing that is covering you from head to toe. Because if people, every single person is dressing in an outfit that is covering their body from head to toe, no part of their body is showing, then won't be having this conversation. People won't be having this conversation about dressing in sexual liberation. People won't be calling others sluts and all of that. People won't be shouting, oh, I'm free to dress however I want to want. People won't be talking about that because everyone is dressing, covering themselves from head to toe. So what I'm trying to say is that people, when it comes to dressing in sexual liberation, people are talking about, I can dress however I want to want. And it's about outfits that people think that, oh, it's not right to dress that way. Or some parts of your body is showing, or it's too short, or it's too tight. Why are you dressing that kind of way? Why are you not wearing something that is long? Why are you not wearing something that is covering this part of your body? That's where the dressing in sexual liberation is coming from. Because if everyone was dressing to cover every part of their body, then dressing in sexual liberation won't be spoken about, because that's just everyone